5, minus 4, minus 3, minus 2, X minus 1. Fire.
Lights out, everybody.
The creaking door.
Dimension X.
Inner Sanctum Mystery.
X minus one.
Dark fantasy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sci-Fi and Horror, brought to you by Duane Old Time Radio. Sci-Fi and Horror features some of the best programs from the golden age of radio, including X-1, Orbiter X, Dimension X, Slot X's, Lights Out, Ray Bradbury, Dark Fantasy, and many, many more. Hello, everyone out there in podcast land. This is Duane, your faithful podcast host, and I wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping. I'm sorry for this interruption in the podcast, but I want to do some housekeeping. I wanted to thank a few people who have said and done some very nice things for me, to me. I want to thank, if you've been listening to my podcast lately, you've heard me add a donation notification to the beginning. Donations are 100% optional, but if you do feel so inclined to donate a few dollars or whatever you can donate to help me continue to pay for the podcast, because I don't run any commercials, but I do have to pay for my podcast services. So if you want to help and just show your appreciation, I very much appreciate that. But I do want to thank a few people who have sent me either donations and or some very nice emails. First, I want to thank Don W. in Seattle. I don't know which podcast Don listens to or listens to all of them, but he was very nice and sent me a donation some time ago, so I apologize for the lateness in saying thanks, Don, but I do very much appreciate your help here. I definitely appreciate it, and it definitely does help. So thank you again, Don W. in Seattle. I also want to thank Mark N. I don't know where Mark lives, but Mark sent a very nice email. He did send a donation, which is completely fine, but he sent a very nice email, detailed email, thanking me for my comedy and funny haha podcast. He said he enjoys it very much, so I'm glad you enjoy my podcast, Mark, and I hope you continue to listen. So thank you, Mark, and I very much appreciate that. And lastly, I want to thank Mr. Khan Khan. That's the name that he put in his donation. I see his full name, but I'm not going to say his full name, obviously. But thank you, Khan Khan, for your donation recently. I definitely appreciate that. I don't know which podcast he prefers, but regardless of that, I do thank you for that support that you have given me. So again, thank you to everyone, Don, Mark, and Khan Khan, for your emails and your donations. So if you do feel inclined to donate, anyone else out there, I will give thanks to you on the podcast. So that you know that it was received and other people can hear your name. Again, thank you, everyone. Hope you all continue to listen. I enjoy doing this. I apologize that I'm sometimes late in posting, but I do my best to keep up with it as much as I can. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Now that we got Orbit 1-0 out of the way, let's get back to some normal programming. And this week we have the creaking door, and the story is titled "Ghost at Ridgeway." I don't have dates for the creaking door each episode, but the creaking door aired between 1964 and 1965.
I have
flown, I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Pine Chillers. The Creaking Door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Silver King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door. Good evening, friends of The Creaking Door. The creaking door is open. So do come in. Remember the nightmare you had the other night. You do. You're going to have it again.
Get 3-5. Get the tape. 3-5 by State Express. Get the taste of international success. The taste that's uniquely 3-5. Only when no expense is spared in its making can a cigarette taste so right, so smooth, so satisfied. 3-5. Get the taste. The taste that State Express created for you. The taste that has made 3-5 the king-size cigarette of international success. Get 3-5. Get the taste.
A middle-aged woman walks with the aged gardener through the grounds of the old timbered house. She turns to the white-haired, trembling man and says,
"The seats at Ridgeway look exactly the same in Tudor days. I remember coming here once when I was a little girl. I never dreamed it would be mine one day. You're very quiet, Partridge."
"I was just thinking, Missy. I hope she does. You'll be very happy here."
"Thank you, but your tone of voice suggests I won't be. Why did you say it like that? What do you mean?"
"Well, it said that... Oh, but I shouldn't even go on speaking of such things."
"Oh, now, that's not fair. Rousing my curiosity and then leaving me up in the air. What were you going to say?"
"I've no wish to be tempting the devil, Missy."
"You said that as if you were a fool."
"I'm no hero. When it comes to horns and clone rules, I think it wiser to keep my peace."
"Oh, now, Partridge, you're not taking those stories of Ridgway being haunted seriously, are you?"
"I've lived in these parts all my life. I worked for your aunt's father. I've seen her things that there can be no logical explanation for."
"What things?"
"Lights in the ground on a winter's night.
Oh.
Footsteps in the house when there's nobody there."
"Oh, what a rubbish. This is the 20th century, the atomic age."
"Ah, you and I are, Miss Garfield. It's strange, I tell you."
"Well, you can't frighten me with your silly stories. Come on, let's go inside."
Servant cum gardener follows her into the house. It is dark in the oak-paneled hall.
"Oh, is it all as cold as this, Sergeant?"
"If I'd known you were coming today, Miss, I'd have lit the fire."
"Well, you can get rid of all these dust sheets now. Make the place look like home."
"You'll be staying then."
"Oh, of course."
You didn't bring any luggage, will you?"
"No, they're sending it up from the station."
"But what's a young woman like yourself going to do here?"
"Young? I'm not very flattered, Partridge. I'm a writer. It's perfect here. It's private, but that's what I've been wanting. But it's such a pity."
But your aunt had to die so that you could get it."
"Yes, it was so sudden. And why she should have left Ridgeway to me, I can't imagine."
"This is where I think.
chair?
Aye. Lying all crumpled up on the floor.
Oh.
Her face. Boy, I'll never forget her face.
What was wrong with it?
Her eyes were open. All glassy like. Her teeth were bared like a death's head.
Oh, you've got quite a way with words, Patrick. Such a frightening picture you've just conjured up.
Not to lay me alone, no. It was as if... as if she were looking at yon painting.
That one, over the fireplace?
Aye.
Who is that?
Well, that's him, miss. His lordship.
Who is he?
He was a baron. The first Baron Jeffreys. Chief Justice of the King's Bench.
Oh.
Judge Jeffreys of the Bloody Assizes.
Look at those eyes. Grey and merciless. Lips pinched tight. Mouth a cruel slit. Oh, I've never seen such an evil face in all my life.
He was the devil incarnate, missing.
What's he fit to do in this house?
Well, this is where he stayed, showing the sight of here at which way.
Did he die here?
No, he was captured right here. He died in the tower. The Tower of London.
Are you making this up, Partridge?
No, missy, it's a fact after anybody in the village.
Do you say you found my aunt lying here, dead? Her eyes turned up to that picture.
Aye. She died of fright.
Lonson! I said Lonson.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I give you a fright? I'm Dr. Stewart, Clive Stewart. I attended your aunt.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do, Miss Garfield? Hey, your aunt spoke of you and described you many times, so I feel I know you quite well. I couldn't help overhearing your conversation just now. The door was open, so I walked in. I hope you don't mind.
No, not at all.
I called to see if there was anything I could do, anything at all to make you stay here a comfortable one.
Well, that's very kind of you, Dr. Stewart, but I've only just set foot in the place. Haven't really got my bearings yet.
Oh, I assume my visit's a wee bit premature.
Oh, but it was very thoughtful and very kind of you.
Oh, not at all. If I can be of any service whatsoever.
Thank you. I'll certainly bear that in mind.
Then I'm surprised at you, Patrice, telling Miss Garfield your silly stories.
Folk can think what they like, but I found her and I know.
Your mistress died of a heart condition. I was seeking her complaint for years. So let's have no more talk of ghosts.
What's that?
Anybody home?
Who is it?
Good morning. May I come in?
Oh, good morning.
The name's Bell. Anthony Bell. Here's my card.
Investigator. The Psychical Research Association.
Yes, we're doing this, Dick. This old house is quite a history.
Do I take it that you're interested in knowing ghosts?
You take it correct, Miss Garfield.
How did you know my name, Mr. Bell?
Oh, all over the village they say that Miss Garfield has come to take up residence.
I see. Well, I think I'd better tell you right away that I don't believe in ghosts or the supernatural.
Oh, they all say that.
Mr. Bell, I think it's clear that Miss Garfield is not interested in the services which you have to offer.
What? Oh, dear, what a shame. Well, you never know.
What do you mean by that?
You haven't stayed here overnight, have you?
No, not yet.
Are you staying here tonight?
I am.
Well, you can always get me at the Golden Compass, pub down in the village.
Thank you, Mr. Bell, but I don't think it'll be necessary.
Well, I'll be off then. Just thought I'd pop in, make myself known.
Sorry to trouble you. Bye.
Good day to you, Mr. Bell.
What an odd young man.
Well, he's been around these parts for 9 and 4 months.
Yes. Well, I think I'll be off, too. If you do need anything, Miss Garfield, you'll find my telephone number in the directory. It was grand meeting you, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stewart. You've been very kind.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
But I get about waking up a fire for you, Miss Garfield.
To take it down. Oh, silly old mess. Only been here 5 minutes. The story of ghosts is beginning to get a hold of me. Strange. It's those eyes. It's almost as if... Oh, pull yourself together. All right, Mr. Creek. What can you expect of an old house on a winter's night? Another. And another. Imagination.
sent to me on the stairs. It is my TV.
Oh! The lights! They've gone out! Why? Just the firelight. There is no dancing shadows. Oh, there. Listen.
There is somebody up there.
Up the garden. At the top of the stairs.
No sound.
Oh, Mr. Bell, there was this terrible crash. Frightened the life out of me. It was so loud and sudden. I've never heard anything like it in my life. I just sat there, couldn't move. And then, oh, it was horrible. You didn't mind my coming over to you. I didn't want to frighten poor old Partick, and I couldn't stay in that place another moment.
How extraordinary. This is fascinating, isn't it? When can I go back with you?
I'm not going back. I haven't told you anything.
Oh.
I couldn't believe my eyes. It seemed to be suspended from the landing. Its shadow was on the wall. In the firelight, it was a hangman's noose.
Get 3 fives. Get the taste. 3 fives by State Express. Get the taste of international success. The taste that's uniquely 3 fives. Only when no expense is spared in its making can a cigarette taste so right, so smooth, so satisfying. 3 fives. Get the taste. The taste that State Express created for you. The taste that has made 3 fives the king-size cigarette of international success. Get 3 fives. Get the taste.
Landlord, a pick-me-up from Miss Darby.
What'll it be, miss?
Well, I think a brandy after what I was feeling.
Certainly. Oh, good evening, Doctor. Good evening. What did you say here? Perhaps he's helped you screaming and run down the road. What is it, Miss Garfield?
So would you run, I mean.
The house is haunted. I heard screams, test doors. I saw a hangman's noose.
Good heavens, you are in a nervous state. Perhaps I'll try and fix a room for you here at the Goose and Company. What do you feel, landlord?
Oh, that could be arranged, Doctor. No. Good heavens, we can't let an opportunity like this slip by. This is what I've come to the village for. Do you mind if I spend the rest of the night at your house?
Do you really want to do that? After what I've told you.
Oh, yes, I'll be most grateful.
Oh, well, now you're making me feel foolish. I never did believe in ghosts, no. Do you, Doctor?
Well, as a man of science, I've long since learned to keep an open mind about almost anything and everything.
Oh, please, Miss Garfield, I don't want to trespass, but it would be a great bet in my cap.
Are you a professional investigator?
Oh, yes, I'm employed by the association.
Well, I feel better now I've had a brandy. Thank you, landlord. I won't take the room after all. I'll go back to the house, too. If I'm going to live in it for the rest of my life, I must believe that there is a logical explanation for what's happened.
Oh, good. Shall we get him, Miss Johnson?
I really don't think you should. After all, you know very little about this young man.
Well, I can show you my authority. I can assure you on a perfectly respectful sort of person. Shall we go in my house?
Please, Miss Garfield. Oh, yes. All right.
Where's the switch? Although you hardly need it on a night like this with those huge windows and the moon.
There.
What is it?
The hangman's noose. It's still there.
Well, I'll be... there's nothing supernatural about this. Look. Take away your hands from your eyes.
Ben, I didn't look.
This hangman's noose has got plenty of substance. The common old garden rope. And it didn't get there by itself. Pity.
What do you mean, pity?
Well, my job is to delve into psychic phenomena. Something phenomenal about this, other than the fact that somebody has tied one end of a rope to the rafter and the other end with its noose allowed to swing in the firelight.
Oh, what a dirty trick. I nearly died of fright.
What's going on here?
Oh, it's you, Mickey. I've been so worried for you. Oh, it's a bit late to be visiting, Mr. Bell, isn't it? What's that rope doing hanging up there?
Don't you know?
Me? Why should I know about the rope?
You told me that my aunt died of fright.
Aye, it's true.
What's this about Miss Garfield's aunt dying of fright?
She did. I found her. I saw her face. The expression. I don't know what it was that she saw, but it must have been evil. And...
The supernatural is not necessarily evil, Mr. Partridge. But that rope is not supernatural. Somebody wanted to frighten you, Miss Garfield. Can you think of anyone wanting to scare you out of your wits?
Things that are supernatural need no reason.
I tell you that there's nothing supernatural about that rope.
He used the rope. Judge Jeffrey did.
Oh.
After this, there'll be something new. There'll be no stopping it. Don't stay in the house, Miss Garfield. There'll be evil here. Well, I'm going. It's so nice to you.
Do you trust him?
I've no reason not to. Why do I?
Because that rope was put there by some human agency.
Well, but he's been in the family for years. He's 80. He's a daddy. Why should he want to hurt me?
Now what?
Creeping up on me like that.
No, it's not creeping, you stupid old man.
Your shadow, it looks so ghost-like.
Can I help it if I threw a shadow on the path? It's a moonlit night.
What on earth is...
Late for you to be paying his visit?
I don't wish to be rude, Mr. Bell, but what about you?
Well, you were present when Miss Garfield gave me permission. But why have you come, Doctor?
My grounds are joining me. It occurred to me that Miss Garfield might need a sedative after her nasty experience.
Oh, I thought I heard your voice, Doctor. I'm afraid to come out of her. Oh, that's creepy.
Oh, sorry, Missy. My nerves is all shot to pieces. I won't bother you again tonight.
Look, why don't you go to the Goat and Compass, Miss Garfield, and let me stay here with my equipment. I'll get it from the car.
So you think this house is haunted?
Well, I don't know. It's regarded as a home for restless spirits.
Restless? All the people that Judge Jeffrey's bumped off. Yes.
Do you mind if I close the door? It's getting a bit chilly. Can I ask you a drink?
Hey. Hey, I'd like that.
Oh, God. Let's go and sit by the fire.
Look at that painting. What a character he must have been. You know, during the Bloody Assizes, he confiscated his victim's property and possessions. Well, the confiscation was done in the name of the Crown. But historians have reason to believe that he snuffled quite a tidy sum for himself. After the Second Rebellion in 1688, when he was all set to flee to France, he was caught here. But he didn't have a penny with him.
I suppose he had it stashed away somewhere.
Well, if he did, it's never been found. And it's reasonable to suppose that, as it was his intention to flee to the continent, he wouldn't go empty-handed.
Ah. That's your theory, that he would have had the money here with him.
Well, it's an interesting thought, is it not?
Oh, I suppose it is. But my interest is in the supernatural.
Oh.
Oh, what's the matter? Have you heard something? I must set up my equipment.
The equipment?
Oh, we can't carry out psychic research without any equipment. You know, recording machines, soup wires, that sort of thing.
Yes. Well, why did you shiver, Miss Garfield?
Oh, it was the thought of that rope.
Is it still tied to the rafter?
Yes, it must be.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm beginning to feel a bit uneasy myself. Were I not a lonely bachelor, I'd suggest to spend the night at my place. You know what happened to your aunt.
Parker says she died of fright.
Partridge has a vivid imagination. She had a weak heart, poor lady. I understand the weakness is part of the family. I don't think you should stay here. Forgive me saying this, Miss Garfield, but the color of your face. You have a heart condition, too, have you not?
Yes. My mother died of heart failure. Doctor, somebody knows this, Doctor. Someone's trying to take advantage. Someone's trying to frighten me to death.
Good heavens, it's midnight.
Well, that settles it. I can't very well go to the Goat and Compass.
You can stay at my place for the night.
And what do the villagers think? A middle-aged sister, a middle-aged bachelor. Funny thing, that's the first time I've laughed since I arrived.
Well, couldn't we both stay here tonight, Doctor? Keep Miss Garfield company? Stay here as guests?
No, I'd be quite happy to, if it's all right with you, Miss Garfield.
Well, I'd better get my equipment out of the car.
I'll nip next door and get a toothbrush and things. Take it easy. Take it easy.
He was up there on the landing.
What's going on in here? Now, over there.
Don't open the door.
Yes, let me help you back to bed. You're going to be all right.
Now, you read that poem, Miss Yellow, and you'll be in
touch with me. Oh, what on earth? I'm going to let him in. He'll wake in the neighborhood.
Oh, are you all right, Missy?
Will you close the door? Now, you take this pill. It'll reduce the palpitations and help you to sleep.
There'll be evil spirits aboard this night.
All right, Patrick, relax. Who are you really, Mr. Bell?
What do you mean?
I thought there was something phony about you, spending all these weeks in the village. There's no such thing as a National Psychic Research Association.
So you found that out, did you?
No, but I have now. I should have you up for attempted murder. How did you know about Miss Garfield's weak heart?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I now seem to be getting to my sense, Doctor. Miss Garfield did say as how they asked for yours for a lifetime. But on her death, it goes to her nephew, whom she's never seen.
Are you her nephew?
Yes. But neither of you will be able to prove anything, will you? Good night.
Oh, he fell over his own tripwire.
Good heavens.
Wait, if he's lying mighty still, is he...
I am afraid to. Look at that skull. No, it was me, the skull that killed him. Hey, of course.
What do you say, Doctor?
The family weakness. This young man has died of heart failure.
Doctor, what's that? Oh, yeah. Some creaking footsteps.
A little heartless of him, wasn't it? Poor woman. Didn't have a ghost of a chance. Still, our young Mr. Bell will be able to ponder over his misdeeds here, behind the creaking door.
Get three fives. Get the tape. Three fives by Teddy. Express. Get the taste of international success. The taste that's uniquely refined. Only when no expense is spared in its making can a cigarette taste so right, so smooth, so satisfying. Refine. Get the taste. The taste that State Express created for you. The taste that has made Green Five the king-size cigarette of international success. Get Green Five. Get the taste.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door, of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present
The Creaking Door.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what I'm doing, I ask you to please subscribe to my channel or channels. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, peace.